The MP3 you're about to listen to is designed for men who want to reach their goal weight, gain self-confidence, and become healthy and fit. If you're ready to make a positive change in your body and finally reach the goal you have in mind, then continue listening. This MP3 is designed specifically for people who really, truly are ready and willing to make a change once and for all. If you have doubts at all that you can't reach your goal, or that you've tried a million times to reach your goal weight and are discouraged that nothing will work, then stop listening to this MP3 now and come back when you've made up your mind once and for all. It is very important that you maintain the right attitude coming into this. Otherwise, you'll repeat all the past mistakes. Your mind is very powerful. And when you set your mind to see a finished goal, you are automatically setting a blueprint for your brain to follow. Kind of like a map. If you don't picture your goal first, then you'll never get there. If you don't picture your goal, it's kind of like taking an airplane to an unknown destination, and that could be disastrous. You have to have a plan, a map for your brain. Otherwise, you'll repeat all your past behaviors. Right now, you've simply taken a trip off course. However, getting back on track is simply a matter of guiding your body back to the original destination. And once you get there, you can land there and stay there for good. And now that you have a better understanding of the importance of setting goals, I want you to go ahead and find somewhere nice and comfortable. You can lie back in bed or sit up in a relaxed chair. Or perhaps you might even find lying on the couch to be equally as comfortable. You may choose to keep your eyes open if you wish, or to really make the experience stronger, you can choose to close your eyes. Very nice. Go ahead and take a nice deep breath. Breathe in through your nose, and let it out through your mouth. Yes, your body needs this right now. And again, breathe in through your nose, and out through your mouth. Doesn't that feel good? Allow yourself to feel this wonderful oxygen that your body needs. Breathe in a long, deep breath. And let it out. Yes, very good. It feels so good just to breathe in the oxygen. Your lungs enjoy that. Oh, it feels so very good. In fact, your whole body right now is rather excited that you are finally taking time out to give it some attention. Oxygen not only helps your lungs, but it helps your skin breathe. And as you breathe in and breathe out, your heart rate is settling to a soft pace. Your heart already knows the right pace it needs to be at to enjoy a comfortable trance. Simply allow yourself to relax and focus on my voice. With your permission, right now I'd like to speak directly to your subconscious mind. Is that all right? Good. I want you now to simply relax where you are and allow your body to let go. This is all that you and your body deserves to let go. Let go of your anxiety, your fears, or anything else that's been holding you back. Go ahead now and simply shake it off. Shake off your hands. Shake off your shoulders all the way down to your toes. Just shake it off. Shake off any negativity in your body that doesn't need to be there. And as you do, I want you to notice how liberating it is. All the negativity in your body exiting yours. Oh, your body likes this, doesn't it? It's like your masculine body is desperately thanking you. He likes that. He enjoys you taking time out for him. I want you now to imagine your body as a masculine entity. And he's so strong. Your body is a he. He's strong. He is your body. A handsome, strong man. Strong. A living, breathing person inside of you just dying to come out. And as you do that, you may begin to notice just how good it feels just to acknowledge that he is there. You're letting him know that you're giving him attention. You're finally going to devote time just for him. Because the truth is, you are him. You always have been. Sometimes you may have even forgotten about him, but right now, I want you to devote all your attention on your inner body. By doing this, you will finally have freedom to be who you have always been without having to hide anymore. You no longer have to hide your true self. I want you first to think to yourself, I am not hiding anymore. I am changing as of now. Simply say it to yourself in your mind. And as you do, I want you to listen to what you've just thought. I am not hiding anymore. I am changing as of now. Notice it's in the present tense. I am changing as of now. It's not in the future tense. I am changing as of now. I am not hiding anymore. I am changing as of now. It's important that you always think in the present tense because now is the time for change. Now is the time you want to do something about it. Now is the time you want to get healthy. Now is the time you want to bring out all your inner strength and let him shine physically. Now is the time. I am changing as of now. I am not hiding anymore. Only then can you let your true self finally come out. And as you continue letting these words soak in your mind, I want you now to believe those thoughts. You have all the ability to change and you know it. Now you simply must believe it. If you don't believe the words you are thinking, they are powerless and hold no meaning. I want you to believe it with every power in your being. Now, instead of thinking those words, in a moment, you're going to say them out loud. And when you do, you may even feel a liberating feeling. Perhaps you may feel a shiver down your back, or perhaps a shiver down your arms. Perhaps you may simply get a tingling sensation in your chest. But no matter what your reaction or lack of reaction may be, allow it to have power and meaning. Now go ahead and say the phrase, I am not hiding anymore. I am changing as of now.
It feels so good to change.
Very nice. Your body really liked that. In fact, if you listen closely, you may even hear a part of him thanking you right now. He's thanking you for noticing and taking the first step forward. And now that you've taken the first step in believing you have the ability to change and you no longer have to hide behind your true self, now I want you to go even deeper. Go deeper inside yourself. Much, much deeper. I want you to visualize what your true self looks like. What does he look like? He's handsome. Imagine you can see him, the real you, deep inside your body. Notice the color and texture of his hair. Imagine you can see his face. His face is flawless and smooth. This is you. The structure of his face is symmetrical and attractive. Even his jawline is pronounced and draws attention. Notice how masculine and handsome his face is. This is you, way down deep in your body. Allow yourself to see and imagine his neck, his strong, masculine neck. This is your true self. And as you notice these features on him, allow your eyes to notice the sturdiness and strength in his shoulders and how defined his shoulder bones are.
Strong arms.
Notice the color and texture of his skin. Picture him so you can visualize what your inner body looks like, the real you, your true self. And as you continue visualizing, we're going to go even further down your body over sensitive areas. These sensitive areas require your attention. I want you to notice his chest. Notice how strong and masculine his pecs are. How healthy and powerful his chest is. It exudes with energy and confidence. And if you look closely, you may even begin to notice where they've lifted and separated to make them even more defined. They are beefy and hard, and they're a part of you and your true self. Your pecs look as though you work out all the time and are just as they should be, and they look very nice and attractive. And glance now to his arms and notice how toned they are. Notice his biceps and triceps just extruding without even having to flex.
Your biceps are growing.
Arms that are hard as a rock,
your muscles
but still soft enough for cuddling. You can see outlines of just the right amount of muscles. Not too many and not too few. Just right.
So
just the way you like it.
Your muscles grow.
His arms appear exactly like they should. This is your true self.
Your muscles are growing now.
He is you.
So
and glance now at his torso, paying close attention to his abdomen, starting on his lower 8 ribs and his rib cage, all the way down,
deeper,
until it reaches right above his pubic bone. Notice the firmness in his muscles. Notice how powerful his abs are. All the muscles in his abdomen revealing a strong, husky six-pack. His stomach is defined and toned. So hard and firm. You can see the outlines of all the muscles in his abdomen. His waist is slender and very strong. Not too thin, not too big, just right. Notice his hips and his hip bones and how his skin wraps around them so comfortably.
Yes.
His bones are strong and healthy.
Strong
and his hips allow his legs to walk constantly. They are so strong. Notice how handsome and appealing his hips look and how much more masculine he is. Notice the flatness and firmness of his guts. You can see the V shape going right down to his pubic area. This is so firm and so masculine. You can visualize it perfectly. This is you. It's always been you.
This is your true self.
I want you now to glance further down at your true self deep within your body. Look at his thighs. Notice how healthy they are. As you can see, his defined muscles in his upper and inner thighs.
Powerful.
These are thighs you've had in your inner body way down deep. Glance down at his knees and visualize them. Healthy, fit knees leading down to healthy, fit, defined calf muscles. Healthy, fit, and toned legs all the way down to his ankles. And then notice his feet. Even his feet look sturdy for walking because with his strong legs, your feet love to walk. But I want you to visualize him completely. Imagine a mirror behind him so you can see his backside. The smoothness of his spine revealing just the right hint of vertebrae.
I love your strong
tough, mean shoulders that show how attractive he looks. Even his back has the right amount of muscles in all the vital areas.
So
you can simply take your shirt off and let people admire your body. And his buttocks, small, lifted, smooth, and tight. It's a head turn. And notice the back of his legs from the top of his thighs down to his ankles. Notice the back of his legs, the muscles, and his thighs and calves. Your sexy, handsome body. This is you, not him. This is you.
This is you.
Now that you visualize your true self and you can physically see him, I want you now to accept that this is who you are.
This is you.
This man has been trapped inside you for a long time. And now you finally get to reveal him. So go ahead. This is the moment you've always been waiting for. Let him out. Bring him to the surface. To do this, simply take a deep breath in your nose. Hold it. And let it out. I want you to breathe out the old you as you breathe out.
God.
You have a rock hard body
that
makes people stare. You want to show off your muscles and flex them. You feel strong and resilient. Your body is handsome and sexy. You look attractive and will turn heads everywhere you go. Notice how you feel right now. You feel handsome. You are a man,
strong,
a sexy man, and you feel like a man. You simply want to remove your shirt and go for a walk or a jog, just so people can see your new amazing body.
Love your body.
You feel confident.
So
you feel so confident.
So
you could wear anything right now, and you know it's going to frame your body so well. You know how amazing you look right now. And now that your true self has risen to the surface, I want you to relax even deeper. Allow your mind to go even deeper than it is right now.
So deep.
So deep and relaxed. So relaxed that your subconscious mind is open to healthy suggestions and commands to help maintain your body forever. And you would like that. Suggestions to sculpt and mold you. These are permanent body-changing healthy suggestions that will give you the power to keep your healthy, perfect, true self at the surface. So go ahead, take another deep breath. Breathe in through your nose and let it out through your mouth. And as you breathe and relax, open your mind to the idea of wonderful positive changes. All these changes starting to take place. After all, you deserve this. You deserve to feel wonderful. You deserve to look wonderful and to keep and maintain this new body. When you see a commercial on TV that's trying to sell you food that's bad for you, turn the channel until the commercial is over. You don't need the temptation. Flex your muscles. Flex your biceps. Flex your biceps whenever you see a commercial that has food, because you can resist it and you simply don't need it. Flex your muscles to remind you that you are a strong, resilient man. And you can fight any temptation because you're so strong. Yes, you're no longer weak anymore. You're a strong man. You can resist anything you want. You deserve to be surrounded with things that motivate you, not things that hurt you. And if you happen to use devices that record TV shows, and you see a commercial come on, instead of fast-forwarding the commercial, stand up. Stand up and exercise for those 3 to 5 minutes. Stretch your legs. Flex your muscles. Get up and walk around and stretch until your show comes back on. No need to sit there and be a couch potato. Those days are behind you now. You have this new healthy body. You have strong thighs and legs, remember?
Yeah.
You love to walk.
Strong legs.
Now you need to put them to use so they don't go back to the way they were before.
And you're so healthy and fast.
When you drive down a highway or a street and you see a billboard or a restaurant that's trying to sell you bad food, divert your eyes. Avoid it like the plague. There's no need to be tempted or distracted by food advertisements anymore.
You're no longer distracted.
Keep your eyes on the road and concentrate on other vehicles. Think to yourself, I am driving to my destination. And as you drive, know that it not only means that you're going to drive to your destination, but you are reaching your ultimate body goal. And by doing this, you no longer want bad food. Unhealthy food no longer appeals to you because you're so handsome and sexy. And you deserve food that makes your true self happy. From now on, this is your new way of life. You are unfazed by foods and drinks that hurt you. Instead of a carbonated drink, which is full of carbonic acid, and not only stunts your growth, it stunts your immune system, choose instead to drink something healthy. Like fresh, cool ice water. Orange juice or cranberry juice or something all natural.
Ice cold.
In fact, you're starting to love the taste of water.
I love water.
It tastes so good and it's so cool and fresh.
Water.
Your body will thank you.
Thank
what goes body. Into your body defines your body. Your body loves to have protein after you've worked out. In fact, when you work out and you're done, for the next 30 minutes, you always need to drink or eat protein. Because it'll make all that working out all worth it. Because your muscles will become more defined right after working out. Because you need the protein. Your body loves this, and you love exercising because you want to maintain this healthy, slim new body. Defining yourself with fresh foods and fresh, healthy drinks will give your body vitality and energy. Healthy foods you may have thought tasted bad before will suddenly become very tasty to you. You love to eat healthy foods and lots of protein to maintain your healthy, sexy, six-pack abdomen. You want to be noticed everywhere you go because this adds to your self-confidence. When you go to the supermarket to stock on new healthy foods, shop the produce aisle first. Fill up your shopping cart with things that are good for you. This will motivate you to not only keep putting good things in your cart, it'll help you recognize a new pattern you're setting for yourself. Only healthy foods that your body needs will enter your heart. Don't tempt yourself by shopping or walking down aisles that are going to tempt you and have a negative impact on you. You know the difference. You know what's good and what's bad for you. Listen to your body. He knows what's good and bad for you. If you pick up a food item and you're not sure if it's good for you or bad for you, it's okay. You can do a sway test on yourself because your body never lies.
To do that,
simply stand there with your feet still and no more than shoulder width apart. Make sure you're wearing flat shoes. I want you to take the object in question in one hand and close your fist over it. Hold this hand up to your heart. Place the other hand over the first one and then say out loud, this is good for my body.
This is good.
Become still and close your eyes.
This is good.
Take a deep breath. Release it and let go.
This is good.
After a moment or two, you may become aware that your body's either going to move forward or it's going to move backwards. If you move forward, it means your body agrees with you and it's good for you. However, if you move backwards, your body is responding negatively and it's urging you to put it back on the shelf. Your body never, never lies. It feels so very good to be in tune with your body.
You're strong.
When you get up to walk to the refrigerator, your body is telling you that you love to walk. You love to walk and it feels so good. Walking is like giving your body oxygen. Take a deep breath. Breathe in and let it out. Notice that oxygen.
So confident.
Notice how good that felt.
You want to maintain this forever.
That's how your bones and joints and muscles feel when you give them time to walk. Your knees need oxygen. Your arms and legs need oxygen. Every time you open the refrigerator door and you feel the cold air against your body, stand there completely still like you did at the supermarket and make a fist and tap it firmly on your heart and say out loud, "My body needs to exercise right now." And if your body agrees with that statement, your chest pull forwards, it means that you should exercise. But if your body moves backwards, it's telling you that you've exercised enough and you can rest. Yes, doing this test on yourself every time you open the refrigerator door will remind you that exercise is your new motivation. In fact, if you have unhealthy foods in your fridge, take a giant trash bag and dump it all out. That's a great excuse to go shopping and fill up your fridge with all kinds of healthy foods.
All natural.
Wonderful healthy foods. Like apples, oranges, bananas, cantaloupe. Anything that you know is good for your body. Throw away anything bad and only keep what's good for you. Good. Right now, I want you to think of a time in your life when you were really, really motivated. I mean really motivated. Think back to any time in your life, no matter what day or what year. But it has to be a specific time when you were so motivated that nothing in the world could stop you from achieving your goal. Picture what you were doing and the environment surrounding you. And as you begin to think of that time, I want you to remember how your heart was beating. The feelings you had associated with it, the rush and excitement you felt at the time. Picture that time now.
Picture it. Feel it.
Notice the way you feel as you reflect back to that time.
Feel so motivating.
Feel the rush, the energy, the drive.
We just want more and more.
Good. Now that you picture it and you can visualize yourself motivated, now I want you to picture yourself powerful and confident. Think back to a time in your life, no matter what day or what year, but it has to be a specific time when you felt absolutely powerful and confident. So powerful that you were on top of the world. So confident that you loved yourself inside and out and you were so proud of yourself. So confident that nothing could touch you and you felt absolutely spectacular.
You can do anything you want.
Notice what you were doing.
Powerful and conscious.
Notice how you felt.
You can do anything.
Reflect on the pace of your heart and how fast it was beating, pounding,
racing,
exploding with confidence.
Adrenaline.
Now, take the feelings you had when you were really motivated and combine it with the feelings you had just then when you felt powerful and confident.
So confident. Powerful.
Doesn't that feel good?
Yes.
Your body can do this.
It can do this.
And right now your body is pulsing and jumping at the mere idea of reaching your goal.
Reaching your goal feels good.
Now, take all those feelings you have and imagine a circle being drawn around your body, about 2 or 3 feet around you in every direction.
Around and around.
Now feel that circle getting smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller. So small, so small. So small you can just take that circle and place it around your finger like a ring. And right now I want you to choose which hand you want to place it on, your left or your right. Choose one of your hands. Either hand is fine, but I want you to choose now your left or your right.
Anything you want, you can do.
Either one you chose is fine, but remember where you put it. This is a ring of motivation, confidence, and power. Imagine yourself sliding it on right now on your finger. And as you slide it on, I want you to just feel all those thoughts all over again, being motivated, powerful, and confident. It's there permanently now.
Motivated.
It's always going to be there.
Confident.
And whenever you need to think back to those feelings of motivation and great confidence and phenomenal power, all you have to do is squeeze your ring finger and just continue touching it until you're able to bring back all those feelings to the surface again. Notice how your heart is beating now. Your body loves this and it's so excited. In the count of five, I'm going to snap my fingers and you're going to feel an exhilarating rush to start moving. Your body may decide to take you for a brisk walk, or perhaps you may do some much-needed exercises. And you will come back and listen to this recording every 2 to 3 days until you reach your goal. And when you reach your goal, you can listen to this only when you need a little boost. Now, I'm going to count up from 1 to 5 and bring you out of this relaxation state and into a hyperactive state where you feel alive, rejuvenated, alert, and ready to take on the world once and for all. There's no going back now. This is it. It's real now, and you're ready. You're finally ready to make a change. In 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, start moving.